This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. It's official. It's summertime, my friends. Time to read a good book, laze around at the beach, sleep in. You wish. If you're a working parent and you haven't figured out how to keep your kids occupied with some life-enriching, brain-expanding activity this summer, you're late. Even picking a summer camp for your kid isn't simple anymore. Peg Smith knows all things summer camp. She's CEO of the American Camp Association. Peg, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You know, when I think of camp, what I think of is, you know, leaky tents, mosquitoes, and s'mores. Is that the kind of summer camp that most kids are attending nowadays?
Well, I will tell you, you can still find that camp.
Yeah.
But what you'll find today is a great diversification in today's camp community. So it goes really from a very traditional camp where you may, in fact, have tents to very high-end camps and also specialty camps and a blend of those in between. We say that there's a camp for every interest, every child, and every budget.
I was on your website, and I must admit, I was a little shocked at how expensive some of these camps can get. I mean, I think 1 week could cost you anywhere from $500 to $2,000, 4 weeks, $1,700. To $7,000. Can it really get that expensive?
It can, but when you're looking at cost, you have flexible sessions. You can look at discounts that are available, sliding fee scales. So I always say to people, don't be alarmed until you really do your homework.
Well, let's talk about that, because a lot of people who don't have the means would like to be able to send their kids to a really good camp. And we can be talking, a couple thousand dollars. Are there hidden deals out there that they don't know about? I mean, how can they afford those?
We tend to think that a quality camp is only demonstrated by the cost. I just want to caution that parents not judge the quality of the camp simply on the cost of the camp. Quality has to do with health and safety. Quality has to do with facility. Quality also has to do with the staff training, staff ratios, the kind of programming, whether they have trained their staff, et cetera. So you do your homework. And I always say one of the best ways to do it is go to campparents.org. It really gives the parents the list of questions they need to ask and the things they should look for.
So how common is it, Peg, though, that some of these pricier camps would give out a scholarship or go by sliding fee?
It is common. And I will tell you that within just the ACA camp community alone, on an annual basis, there are $216 million worth of scholarships that are given out to kids so that they're able to go to camp.
Really?
And then on top of that, there are discounts that you may get for early registration. There are some camps that give discounts for multiple enrollments. So if you have siblings that are wanting to go, you can often get a discount. You can talk to the camp director and simply ask, what's available? What discounts do you have? Do you do a sliding fee scale? Do you offer scholarships? What can you do that would help me manage this? Because I think this is an important experience for my child.
Yeah, so go straight to the director.
Absolutely.
I want to ask you, you know, if most kids are like my 16-year-old, they are glued to their electronic devices. Do you see,
yes,
Peg, that camps are sort of going with the trend here and letting kids bring their iPads and cell phones with them? Or is there a trend in camps now to make these sort of cell phone tablet free?
Well, 75% of the camps that we deal with are still electronic free. You know, what's interesting, and I found this also with my own boys, the parents have a harder time disconnecting than the kids. You know, the camp environment is set up to keep me busy as a camper and to keep me active and engaged. And so I quickly am sort of disengaged and unplugged and very comfortable. It's really the parents that are left behind that are often
right,
having greater struggles. I certainly did. And my son, I thought for sure he would never be able to unplug, because they say today kids spend more than 7 hours in front of a screen. But that's also why I say today this experience is probably more important than it ever has been in its history. It connects you to nature. It allows you to have authentic relationships. And it's also human-powered.
Peg Smith is CEO of the American Camp Association. Peg, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.